Hey, it's Rob Lowe the Star, and you tapped in to Hustle and Shine in the Morning. Hey,
shut up, Brian.
Kansas City, yeah, it's time to wake up. Get your butt up off the mattress, ain't no time to lay up. Don't you know it's Hustle and Shine in the Morning? Yeah, yeah, we getting to it, making plays while they don't. Turn it up, that's my jam. 103.3, where that Z get slammed. Yeah, yeah, I see you doing your dance. But slow it down, baby, put that wheel in your hand. Don't be driving fast and crazy while you in your commute. Your baby daddy always trip, you won't give him the boot. Your baby mama think you're lying, you ain't telling the truth. And your kids woke up late, you gotta take them to school. It's cold, play this on your job while you're heading to work. With the morning gossip, you can get out of dirt. Motivation in a minute, we got all type of perks. Yeah, yeah, I know this sliding, throw this hit in reverse. Like, Kansas City, yeah, it's time to wake up. Get your butt up off the mattress, ain't no time to lay up. Don't you know it's Hustling Shine in the Morning? Yeah, yeah, we getting to it, making plays while they on it. Turn it up, that's my jam. 103.3, where that Z get slammed. Yeah, yeah, I see you doing your dance. But slow it down, baby, put that wheel in your
hand. Good morning, get up. Good morning, get up. Good morning, good morning, good morning, get up. Yeah, wake up, Kansas City. We hustling and shining. Brian B. Shining reporting live from the Brian and Kruber studio.
And your favorite cousin, Deanna Hustle. Uh-oh. 6 o'clock on the dot. It's a high of 56, currently 46. You heard them thunderstorms last night, and they are still continuing today. And there also is a flood warning until 9:30 a.m.
Damn. Heidi! Yeah.
What's up, man? How you feeling on this National Promposal Day?
Oh, promposal. Okay, okay, okay.
Shout out to our high schoolers out there that they about to put that them big signs that they be doing.
Yeah.
And then, you know, we also got a chance to get you hooked up for that $500 shopping spree for your prom.
Okay. Your motivation coming up in about 10 minutes. Yeah. Yeah. Hump it out. Hump it out. Like LaMonica, we almost done with the week.
Right.
Hump it out. Come on.
Hump it out. Hump it out. Hump it out.
Give yourself something to look forward to. Give yourself something meaningful and compelling to work toward. Life can often be difficult and challenging. Make sure you have plenty of good reasons to pay the price to push through the challenges. When there's a light at the end of the tunnel, every step brings you closer to that light. No matter how difficult each step may be, you can bear the difficulty because you know what's ahead. What do you see ahead of you right now? Provide yourself with a brilliant, desirable light that becomes more reachable with every action. Equip yourself with a way to stay in touch with your purpose. Envision the specific details of a situation that you truly desire to inhabit. Identify what will get you going and keep you going, and firmly insert it into your idea of the future. With something compelling to look forward to, you're certain to move forward. Growth looks good on you. That's today's Motivational Minute, only on Hustle and Shine in the Morning, Hot 103 Jams.
This is Marquita Miller-Joshua with 5-Star Tax and Business Solutions. I'm up this morning hustling and shining with Hot 103 Jams.
Boy, last night, boy, we had that twist of weather coming up in Kansas City. Look, and you know.
Took us through there.
Boy. But I was okay, though. Like, I think I was more concerned, like, last Friday night.
Really? Nah, that was
absolutely
bad.
Absolutely. Nah, last Friday night was
actually,
was
baby,
horrible.
You right, because I was in, like, St. Louis. I didn't know.
Oh, yeah. And you be in, you know, a different part of the city than I be in, too.
Right.
But last Friday was bad.
Yeah, I saw the reports. So
last night, you know, it was, you know, a couple hail drops or whatever. But I'm looking on KSHB.com at Channel 41, and they actually have hail the size of literal, like, softballs.
Mm-hmm.
Like, right. What are we doing here,
not baseballs, softballs.
Yeah, like big old softballs, y'all.
Oh, my God.
Coming up from the sky, coming down on your car, coming down on your head, wherever you are outside. But, you know, it came and passed. This too shall pass. That's what I always keep in my in my brain whenever, you know, we got twisted weather like that. But it produced nickel to baseball size hail that pelted cars in the metro. And what do you need to do if your roof was damaged during a Kansas City hailstorm, D?
That's a great question.
With the size of grapefruit, baseballs, apples, tennis balls, and golf balls and all of that, if it was damaged and suffered during the structure last night, you should get recommendations and references, written estimates from at least three contractors. Check complaint records with the Better Business Bureau and understand your payment options and right to cancel. So, check in with your insurance. Tap in with them.
Yes, please.
Good luck with that.
Get all them pictures, all them angles.
Because it could be a big old dice roll.
Yeah, we know.
Hey, what's up, man? It's Tip. You already know I'm representing the A-Town Zone, one West Side. Grand Hustle in the building. Now you know I'm up hustling and shining on Hot 103 Jams. You dig?
Hot 103 Jams, Kansas City's number one. For hip-hop, R&B, and throwbacks. good morning, Raytown. You up hustling and shining.
What made him say that? 652 on your time. High up 56. Currently 44. Rainy skies. Flood warning is still in effect until 9:30.
You think Offset is the king of ad-libs or Quavo? Absolutely not. It is Michael Jackson.
Is that a scatting
He'll hit
ad-lib?
You with a Shimon.
You ain't bad. You ain't nothing.
That was so funny.
You ain't nothing.
You ain't nothing.
You seen that on Bad?
He's.
I'm talking about the 16-minute version of Bad.
Yeah, but I don't remember the whole thing.
Oh, okay,
I know you might pull out a quote.
I will pull it out.
Pause.
Oh, my bad.
That was insane, bro.
You
didn't even have to do
my
that.
My bad, man.
Cover the kids' ears.
Earmuffs.
Please.
Hey, yo, Kansas City, we know you love these R&B throwback concerts. That's why Hot 103 Jams is giving you an R&B Lovers Tour winning week. Listen all week this week for your chance to win free tickets to see Keith Sweat, Joe, Drew Hill, Ginuwine, and Cut Close April 3rd at the T-Mobile Center. When you hear that R&B keyword, be the 10th texter to 816-900-4103, and the tickets are yours. For contest rules, go to kprs.com. It's an R&B Lovers Tour winning week, fueled by Hot 103 Jams. And you already know, that's my jam. We got your own deck for that.
You think Ginuwine go lip sync?
More than likely. There's videos floating around, y'all.
I only saw one
y'all.
Video. I didn't know it was multiple.
Lord. Yeah,
It was real bad.
It was bad
too.
Yeah, but he's
maybe
gonna do
his
thing.
Gone that day or something.
Maybe
it might have been a reason.
He gonna do his thing when he come to KC.
Yeah, no doubt. Them dance moves are for sure.
We were making history here in Kansas City as Dr. Stephanie Amaya has been appointed a new superintendent of the Grandview School District. She will be the first female superintendent in the district's history. Amaya will replace the current superintendent, Dr. Kenny Rodriguez, who will exit his role on June 30th. So on behalf of Hustle and Shine in the morning, Dr. Stephanie Amaya, we want to congratulate you and Grandview for making history.
Yeah, major congratulations. And like you said earlier, it's Women's History Month, so what better time to do this than now?
Yeah, she has more than 32 years in public education experience and served for the past 5 years as Assistant Superintendent of Human Resources for Grandview. So, seems like she's perfect for this role.
This is Taylor Cannot Cherry, wait to work and I with wake you. Up with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jams.
Big, 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 big love to all the cousins that's tapping the Hot 103 Jams app. And shout out to all of those that's got us live on the stream, on my Instagram, at Brian B. Shining. Baby, we everywhere. You got all access to Hustle and Shine in the morning. But regardless, you're driving on 71, listen to us on the radio. Chill out, man. The rain is out here. Slow down, please. Or if you're on 291 over there, by Lee Summit going into Liberty, we appreciate you so much for tapping in to make Hustle and Shine in the morning a part of your daily morning routine, cousin. Because we know and we realize you literally could have been anywhere else in the world.
But you decided to be here with us today, and we appreciate you and your time, cousin. Shout out to all the cousins that's on the Hot 103 Jams Facebook live stream in the comment section. Major love to Constance Crystal, Miss Cindy. What's going on?
Miss Cindy acting a fool at all the soul food tour spots.
Hey, we appreciate you showing up each and every day, for real, to get that $5 special. And also, shout out to Kiara Jenkins. Big love to Mynesia Turner. We just going to go with Turner, because, you know, I want to make sure I ain't butcher that first name, cousin. Big love to Redonda Sawyer, Stacey Davis. Happy Hump Day, cousins. Shout out to Ronnie Brown, Marcus Hearn, Bertha Gonzalez, and Henrietta Clark. And then, of course, on that Hustle and Shine text line, Big love to Dave Bushlin, working in West Virginia. Shout out to Daniel Vett, always sending some love. And a shout out to, he also sent a shout out to the World Health Organization. Okay, that's what's up. Big love to Carmen Nard. Hey, cousin. She says, stay blessed, cousins, always. The Kirkwood and Solomon family from Chef Taco. One of our cousins from the A16 said, thank you for bringing good energy on this rainy day. We got to, because it's already gloomy. We can't be sad and moping. And no, we can't do that. We can't. Shout out to the Distinct Diamond Social Club, sent from Red. Who else we got? Anthony Drone, Michaelin, Thino. And last but not least, Rich Harris, always tapping in with us.
And Brandon Blake.
Yep. And Rich also said, you guys make my day great every day. And we appreciate you,
dog.
As always. We got the... Go ahead.
Well, I got just one more little one.
Yeah.
Mr. Myron Piggy, we interviewed him a couple weeks back or whatever.
Yes, absolutely.
He's on a little run right now with the book. He's going to talk with... Hollywood about getting some documentaries started.
That's exciting.
Just wanted to throw that bone out there for Mr. Piggy, man, and wishing you much success, man. We appreciate you so much.
Mm-hmm.
TMG, the morning gossip. It's the morning gossip with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jam.
7:24 on your time. It is a high of 51 today. Currently, it's already 47. Thunderstorms in your area. Bernie Mac's daughter, Janice, has been calling out fake industry people for a while, but she actually gives more context to say that the recent podcast that she had was shut down because people behind the scenes was hating on it.
What y'all don't know is that there were some people behind the scenes who sabotaged it, which is why it had to end and hadn't been in production since then. I'm thinking, though, this time around, if I revamp it, I think I'll talk about some stuff that y'all don't know about, especially some stuff that has happened since my dad's death that a whole lot of people, I know they don't want me to talk about.
Does the name rhyme with knee corny? No.
Say it again.
Knee corny. Does the name rhyme with that? Who she talking about?
I don't know. I wish I could know which name you're talking about. It's not ringing a bell. I told you I'm terrible at this.
What name rhymes with knee?
I'm terrible at this.
Steve Harvey.
Oh my God.
I've heard this before. Because and Steve Harvey was not the only person that people were saying, yo, you.
Who else?
I don't know the names enough to say them right now.
You saw that of rumors, man. Come on.
I ain't finna put no allegations out there. My point is, it was other people in the industry because she's mentioned people as well. She didn't say the names. But it's been commonly known that people were trying to sabotage or come at him crazy. They was hating on his show, which at the end of the day, they were all in the same industry. So I can see some people hating from outside of the club because they can't get in.
Stop talking so much.
And stop talking to the police.
Stop talking so much to the police. Mm.
Do what you got to do, though. Royce Reed, dancer and also the former wife of Dwight Howard, the NBA Hall of Famer. Well, he's been in the news. His house has been all over the news, literally, after, I believe, his daughter and Amy Lushania, who is his current wife, got their daughter taken from CPS. Royce Reed chimes in and says more about Dwight Howard's past.
Money can absolutely buy you a verdict, but your connection can also hide your truth. His uncle was a DA in Georgia. There's police body cam footage that you'll never see because they pay people off. Just letting him go because of who he is. And not even just who he is, it's who he knows.
He always in some mess, boy.
Unfortunately, he is.
He's just one of them people. You ever been around somebody who's just always into something, always into this mess, always into drama?
Yeah, and I got as far as I could. Quickly. So if you got people in your life like that, run, because they will bring you in.
Stop talking
all
so much.
And it sounds like, you know, whether the allegations are true about Dwight Howard, it sounds like he got something going on.
Girl,
like,
what's going on?
I don't even know.
Hey, this is Lauren Scott from 38th The Spot, and I'm up hustling, shining on Hot 103 Jams.
D, there was this news report and this article that came out about what is the livable wage in Kansas City?
That's a good question.
So according to this, y'all, this source is the 2026 MIT Living Wage Calculator. If you're single with no children, you need to earn at least about $48,000. If you're single with one child, you got to earn at least $82,000.
Damn. So did that just jump to 40,000? 40,000 almost?
It almost
nearly?
Doubled. It almost doubled for sure. Two adults, one working, one child. You need to have at least $76,000 coming in.
So, yeah, of course. Less than, but that's, yeah, less than the.
Less than single with one. One child because, yeah, but two of those, one working, one child. Huh, that kind of don't make sense, huh?
Yeah.
Because you're adding in another person.
But I guess, yeah.
I wonder how they calculate that. Yeah. Anyway, two adults, both working, one child, $93,000. So this, I just wanted to pose this question to the cousins, the real people who's living and working in Kansas City. Mm-hmm. Y'all out there, the cousins who tap in the Hustle and Shine in the morning every day, y'all going to y'all job dealing with all this craziness
that
out here.
9 to 5, that 9 to 7, double shifts, overtime, maybe two jobs.
Kansas City, come on, tap in, cousins. Do you think that those are livable wages in Kansas City? Or is it too outrageous for you? Hit that line, 816-540-1033. We want to hear your replies. What do you think about these numbers?
Good morning to you guys. Hey, I want to start with the second one you said. I believe it was $86,000 for a single person with a child. Mm-hmm. The reason that one's a little bit more than one adult and one adult staying at home with the child is because of child care costs.
So, okay. For sure.
Now, the reality of it, fam, is that $47,000 really isn't enough to live.
It's not.
I mean, the average wage at McDonald's, I believe nowadays, is what, $17 an hour? People got to hustle and shine to get out here. You got to have more than one job to make this thing work.
You do.
So our Kansas Cityans, as a group, we got to get out and we got to hustle. And we ain't going to stick to statistics. We're going to go do what has to be done to survive, bottom line. And if it takes two jobs to get it done to take care of our families, mm-hmm. then that's what we got to do. No excuses.
Yep, get it done.
What's your name, cousin?
Tommy Timbo.
Well, we appreciate you so much for sharing. We love your energy. So you have an amazing day.
Yeah.
You both too. Go Kansas City. We love y'all.
Yes, sir. Thank you, man.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for holding on. Go ahead with your comment.
Good morning. I think that's a livable wage if employers pay that. You know what I mean?
they're not even paying that.
Right.
Yeah. With child care is over $1,000 a month by itself. Oof. So, yeah.
Hold on, you said what?
Child care is over $1,000 a month.
Okay, so we appreciate you for your message of birth control right there. Thank you.
Right. More people need to know that before they lay down.
Because you can't afford them, so it's that.
Facts.
You know. What's your name, cousin?
My name is Brenda.
Brenda, thank you so much.
Thank you, guys. Have a good one.
You too.
WTW. What the what?
Hey, what's the word?
Is what's the word?
Hey, what's the word?
On Hot 103 Jams.
This is what we break down. Slang. Yeah, that was different. This is a time where we break down a slang term or phrase that you may or may not use in the workplace.
I said what I said.
Now, the last conversation we had on air was about livable wages. Mm. So I felt like it was only right that the word of the day relate to money and spending.
Okay, we like that.
The word is stingy.
Okay.
We've heard it plenty of times with somebody like, you stingy, or he's stingy.
I was in love with a Sagittarius.
Best sign in the world, might I add. But it is being unwilling to give, share, or spend money and resources, often characterized by excessive selfishness.
Ow. Hmm.
So, and just saying, you frugal.
Ow.
But in this day and age, you gotta be a little stingy. You might need a penny pinch. You got to do what you got to do when it comes to your finances. If you know the situation you in and so-and-so's asking for this and so-and-so's asking for that, you got to look at yourself and say, can I really afford to help other people put myself at a disservice?
You feel me?
Because when rent is calling, they not asking. They not asking who you helped
out. And they blowing your phone up.
Sending you emails after emails. And Evergy is like, hey, we're going to send you a disconnection by this date if you don't.
That's going to be fun.
Sometimes you got to be a little stingy with your finances. And that's okay.
Deanna stingy with food.
Am I? I don't think I really am for real. I don't want nobody touching my food and stuff like that. But if I know I'm bringing it in certain environments, like I'm bringing food here, I already know Auntie Julie Jones got this.
I
ain't even going to play with her. Like, I'm going to make Julie her own portion.
Because she's going to take it out of your plate anyway.
Exactly.
Yeah, baby.
So I ain't even going to worry about it.
Julie has a fork always
on
in her
standby.
Holster.
Yes.
No, she has a holster, y'all. She got a cell phone. She got some gum. She got the skinny right. girl jelly. And she'll have a fork right there.
A test tasting fork.
To come and pick up a scoop of your spaghetti or mashed potatoes.
It don't matter what it is.
All right.
Let me get a little scoop of that. Them sweet potatoes right there.
Hello. Auntie just grab them.
Let me just get a little scoop.
Oh, girl.
Yep.
Take your most seasoned Dorito.
Yep.
Julie, and that's when I need to be stingy.
Yeah. Ow.
I get it. I'm stingy with a lot of things in my life because I know myself. But yeah, stingy is the word. You got to be stingy with your time. I don't even feel like that's a bad thing. Stingy doesn't have to be a positive or a negative. It can be whatever you want it to be. Maybe your job wants you to stay later. You got to be stingy with your time.
Okay, we like that.
Say no. But that no might come with some repercussions. Just know that.
I'll say this.
Hell no.
There we go.
He ain't going to say that. He'll say that in here. He ain't going to say that, y'all.
Hell no.
Try me.
All right. I'm going to be waiting. All right. That is your what's the word? Use it, but don't abuse it.
I'm abusing.
If your boss asks you why you saying it so much, just tell him your favorite cousin, Deanna Hustle, got you here.
Mm. TMG, the morning gossip. It's the Morning Gossip with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jams.
They say as a black man, most of my interactions are with black culture. But I got a lot of people that I genuinely love, care for, genuinely rock with, have compassion for. And I'm not a part of that nationality, that religion, or that group.
What?
That's what I said. It was a long rant. He was saying a bunch of stuff.
What is he talking about?
He was making a lot of different points, and it would have just been too much to try to really dive into it. But overall, he was trying to say that even though he is a black man with two daughters, he still tries to have compassion for others of other nationalities and still send love to other people, and he thinks more people should abide by that type of rule.
Basic human decency?
Yeah, but is it so basic?
That is so stupid!
Is it so basic these days? We talked about the bar being in hell.
You're right.
Let's not act like it ain't. Other news. I thought this was very odd and interesting. So I had to talk about it on the Morning Gossip. There was a Detroit woman that said she had a hair appointment booked. Now, that hairstylist said, hey, I got a special deal with a discounted rate. Now, when the girl got her hair done, this is on... Got her hair done. This is on Fox 2 in Detroit. Once she got her hair done, the girl was like, oh, no, the amount is this full amount.
Oh, my
gosh. So, basically, she, you know, got her in the shop, did her hair, and then was like, nope, I ain't no discounts. So, the girl was like, you told me this. This lady goes and grabs an AR.
No.
Yes. It was on video. Luckily, nobody was hurt or injured, and the girl was able to recall the story. I saw the video and everything. It was ridiculous. But this just continues to speak to people taking things way too far. And the dispute ended up being over about $10 because she told her to pay the full amount. The lady paid, and then she was like, no, you need to send me more money. And the lady said, I gave her everything I had. And she...
It seems like
it too far.
That type of thing would happen more often than not in some of those situations with salons and... I don't know, man. It seemed kind of... You don't know who you're dealing with sometimes, man.
You have no idea when it comes to, you know, certain things. And if people have appointments at their house, I mean, I don't know about you.
That
but
too.
You've cut your own hair, right?
Yeah,
Do you have a barber that you go to? You just cut your own hair.
For a moment, I was at... Shout out to my dog, Burb.
Okay.
Over there on 59th and Swope Parkway at Sportsman.
Okay.
I went there for about 7-8 years or so.
Oh, that's a good penny.
Yeah. So, but yeah, for my life though, my pops, he cut my hair.
Okay.
So I didn't really have that barbershop experience like that.
Yeah, growing up, yeah. And I didn't either. My mom was a beautician, so I didn't have to worry about it till my adult life. And what I will tell you as a black woman trying to navigate and find your person, ooh, you gonna go through some bad ones first. But luckily I'm locked in and I got my people in my village. So make sure you find people that you can trust. And you don't end up in bad situations.
Well, now that that is taken care of, it is time for birthday announcements.
It's Pisces season. Sending a happy birthday to those intuitive, adaptable, and selfless Pisces.
Hey, who birthday? Put your hand up.
Sending a happy birthday to actor who's given us several black classics, including, you know, it's what I'm here for. Sending a big happy birthday to actor Terrence Howard. Happy birthday to NBA All-Star Anthony Davis. A major happy birthday to R&B and disco singer, known for her appearance in The Wiz and so much more. Happy birthday to Cheryl Lynn. And last but not least, sending over a big happy birthday to a friend of Hustle and Shine in the Morning, one of my personal favorites, singer, songwriter, and actress, a former member of Destiny's Child, and an amazing actress. You've seen her on Greenleaf, and you've seen her on Divorce Sisters. Happy birthday to LaToya Lucky.
Okay, D, let's go home and wish some of our cousins in KC some happy birthdays. Happy birthday to Detray Taylor, Level Up KC, and Ray Hicks. Sending birthday love to Dinesha Lene, Kenda Moore, and Duffel Bag Quartet. Happy birthday, Brendan Jordan, Andy Cotham, and everybody else born on March 11th. Happy birthday, Pisces. Celebrate
Hi.
Your day.
Happy birthday. Put your hand up.
We see you singing in the car.
Oh, my God.
Your neighbors hear you singing at the crib.
Yeah.
Now it's time to play
What's the name of the show?
That's My Jam with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jam.
Good morning, cousin. Who is this?
Good morning, cousins. This is Latrice.
I said good morning to you.
Hey, Latrice.
Is that how I sound?
Yes.
Okay.
What you say was your last name, cousin?
It's Miss Ferguson, D.
Okay, that's what I couldn't hear the last name. That's why I was just checking. Hey, cousin, it was good to talk to you again.
Good to talk to you, Deonna.
Mm. All right, look, we got R&B Lover concert tickets. It's going down April 3rd at the T-Mobile Center. I'm assuming you want to go, but you got to finish these lyrics with a lot of passion. I hope you ready.
I'm ready.
Ooh, do you feel the same way you used to, girl?
How deep is your love?
She practiced this.
How deep is your love?
Not American Idol.
Girl, how deep is your love?
You better sing it.
Showtime at the Apollo.
No sandman.
We got Barry Gordy listening. Hey!
Oh, Latrice, you were getting into a little bag. I think you forgot we was in the room.
Ooh, I love them kids.
Girl, what's going on?
Well, you get those two tickets. There it goes. She's too ready to be on stage. Latrice, if you you are getting those two tickets, who you taking with you?
I might take my aunt.
All right, Latrice, tell Kansas City what morning show is getting you hooked up.
Hustle and Shine in the morning.
I do it, girl. I was giving it to him, okay?
Hot 103 Jams cares about your well-being. It's Get Right Wednesday with Dr. LaTanya on Hot 103 Jams.
Let's talk about climate change. This time of the year, we face unstable weather in an unstable political world, which can lead to unstable thoughts and feelings. But you can survive the storms. You have the power to manage your own environment. That's right. It starts with you. Acknowledge the errors and pain you have endured and inflicted on others. Now forgive. Forgive yourself. Forgive others. And ask those you have wronged or even think you've wronged to forgive you. Now change your scenery and consider individuals you have depended on for survival. Are they like a river of life or a sun-baked desert? Beware of relying only on the wisdom of fools. You can end up like a broken tree in a sun-baked desert with no relief. So stay close to people who are like living waters. When dry heat comes, you are at peace and still flourishing. You're listening to Get Right Wednesdays with Dr. LaTanya, Hustle and Shine in the Morning on Hot 103 Jams.